We got Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy on the line here in Berglund, and anxious to hear what's going on in Lake Gogebic. Thanks for giving us a little time today, Gus.
Sure, no problem, Adam.
So we have been kind of waiting for this better weather, better ice, I guess you could say. And I know they've been on Berglund Bay and on Lake Gogebic on and off here, but it's been a little sketchy. So now things are kind of getting a little safer, is that right?
Oh, yeah, we're starting to harden up out there pretty good. We had a lot of lake effect snow with that rain. Was a kind of a miserable thing that happened. But it's starting to settle down. There's snowmobile traffic right now out there. I would not take nothing really heavy out there, and probably only 3 to 5 inches in some parts of the main lake. So the perch are biting a little bit. Walleyes are a little slow, but there's a lot of people fishing.
All right, well, let's start with the perch then. I have been getting a couple of reports from the center of the lake there, you know, off of Porcupine Point and standard areas that you hear people talk about.
Yeah, it's been really good. Last weekend was really good. I had one fella actually got his limit. A lot of nice fish between 9 and 11. And 1 2-pound one came in Sunday.
Wow.
Just over 15 inches.
That's a dandy perch right there. And is it typical to see nice perch this time of year? Because I always think of perch fishing as being better later in the season.
Well, that's a real big perch being this early. If it was an April fish, it probably would have been 2.5 or so. So it's a nice fish for being this early, that's for sure.
Are you hearing pretty consistent numbers, too, right now on perch?
Well, Gogebic is typical Gogebic. Some guys, the guides are doing really good, and the first-timers are catching a couple, but it's been a sporadic bite, you know, but all in all, it's been probably above average for this time of year.
Gus, I'd like to get back with you in our next outdoor report later this hour and get into the walleye bite and then anything else going on as well. So can we get back with you later this hour?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund. Stay tuned. We'll continue this Lake Gogebic ice fishing report right here on The Outdoor Show.